Good morning. This is Brad Smith with the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama. And we want to thank you for tuning in and listening this morning to our short radio program. We want to continue our theme this week entitled Dumber Than a Donkey, looking in Numbers 22 for things that Balaam did that were dumb and making some applications to ourselves so that we won't repeat those same mistakes. A third thing that Balaam did that was dumb was that he forsook the right path that God had clearly identified for him, and he went astray. If you notice in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 15, Peter, in this context of writing of the depravity of false teachers, he says in verse 15, they have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor. God clearly told Balaam not to go with Balak. This was the right path, but as we will see tomorrow, Lord willing, Balaam was more wrapped around his own greed. He was more concerned about what he wanted. We talked about that yesterday, wanting something that God doesn't want. He forsook the right path, and God told him as such through a donkey, that Balaam was dumb enough to beat when the donkey did not continue on. And even when God caused the mouth of the donkey to be opened to talk to Balaam, Balaam was dumb enough to talk back to it. In Proverbs chapter 4, we find a simplistic overview of this choice. Either go down the right path or pursue the wrong path. In Proverbs 4, it says, "Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they do not sleep unless they have done evil, and their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble." So we can see that this is basically like our walk in life. Oftentimes, we find ourselves walking alongside people of this world who do not share our love for God nor choose to keep His commandments. Unfortunately, this is unavoidable. We need to see where the right trail markers are that highlight the right path. This is clearly found in the Bible. We need to turn away from the path that the rest of the world is traveling on. This path may seem very enticing, especially when we see the number of people following it. It may be an easier path. It may be a path that's easier to take for us in terms of the consequences that we suffer. But even though we can see how easy life would be if we conform to this world, that road does not lead anywhere. That road does not lead where we want to be with our Lord and Savior in heaven. If you remember the popular passage, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." Balaam knew at least the correct path was to not go with Balak's men because God had told him as such. Balaam was dumb enough to ask God a second time. You remember that Balaam asked God a second time to go, and God granted him permission only to speak what God tells him to. But then later we find when Balaam is on his donkey going to curse Israel at Balak's request, God is angry with him. Balaam was dumb enough to be focused on the path that he wanted rather than God's. And a donkey, with God's help, knew better than to continue down the wrong path because it was blocked by the angel. Let us not be dumb like Balaam, and let's keep our eyes fixed on the right path, firmly focused on keeping the commandments of God that lead to eternal life. We want to invite you to come worship with us anytime that you find it convenient to do so. Here at Oakland, we are located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, which is located just off of New Cut Road. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible study and 10:20 for worship service. We meet again on Sunday evening at 5 p.m. and Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. If you are ever in the area at those times, please come by and worship God with us. Our goal is to simply worship God in the pattern He has laid out for us in His Word, the Bible, and to do Bible things in Bible ways. We hope you have a good rest of the day today. God bless you.